Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Optimistic Divorcees Podcast. I'm Charisse.
And I'm Shari.
And we are two happily divorced women who are optimistic about life, but real about love. And today we're going to jump right into our I Do, I'm Done segment. This segment is where Shari and I talk about something we've seen, heard, done, read, whatever, that we love or we hate. So today, I'm saying I'm done to alcohol. Because I'm just coming off my birthday weekend, and I don't know who I thought I was or what age I thought I was turning. But I can't hang. I turned 42 and my stomach feels like I'm 82 right now. So I'm done with alcohol for a while. You know, I had a little bit too much chameleon. So I'm done, son. That's it.
So she said for a while, but it's just until next weekend.
Don't put me out here like I'm some type of alcoholic.
She'll be back, Jack. She'll be back. Hennessy, she'll be back. Don't you worry, guys. Woo. All right. And so I am going to say I do to Charisse's birthday.
Woo! 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 Woo!
And to the Lord. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because for the past, I don't know how many years, Charisse has always been like, oh my God, I have the worst weather on my birthday. It's always cold, or it's always raining, or something always happens. Well, listen. God heard the cries and the pleas of her friends.
Oh,
and
yes.
He said, you know what? I'm going to bless y'all. I'm going to let y'all have some sunshine.
Oh, yes.
And even though there was some rain, I mean, actually it started thunderstorming, whatever.
There was thunder.
Yeah, yeah. There was thunder. But, yay. This is my podcast. It was thundering.
I know it's my podcast.
I mean, hey, it's ours, but mine. And after it thundered, the sun came out again, and, you know, it was nice and warm. And even Charisse said this was one of the best birthdays that she's had in Chicago in a long time. So, dear Lord, sweet baby Jesus, and grown Jesus too, I am just grateful. I'm thankful that you blessed Charisse with a drama-free birthday that was filled with lots of laughs and mostly sunshine
right.
And good times and good vibes. So
yes.
That's what I'm saying I do too.
And then on top of that,
hello.
On top of that, you know, this was probably the first time that we were out in the last year where we like really kicked it and had the opportunity to just really have fun, because Chicago opened up June 11th, so it was on and popping.
Yeah, and clearly the people who were around us at the restaurant that we were at, like they had live music, they were probably like, these girls are glad to be out.
They ever been anywhere?
Right, because when I tell you that we had the livest table in the place,
ooh,
like you would have thought that we had been just
locked up.
Shut up, right. Shut up in our homes. For more than a year.
Right.
Like we had never been anywhere.
Right. And we were never going to go anywhere else.
Right. Like this was our first and last time out in the world. And we were living it up. But we had a good time. And that's what it's all about, right? Life is short. We making sure to make the most of it. And we did, starting with Charisse's birthday.
Woo!
Hootie hoo. So yeah, that's it. All right. After this, we'll be right back.
Yes, with a couple special guests.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of the Optimistic Divorcees Podcast. If you have topic suggestions or would like to be a guest, send us an email at theoptimisticdivorceespodcast@gmail.com. And if you're not already, make sure to follow us online at The Opt Divorcees on Instagram and The Optimistic Divorcees on Facebook. To sign up for our email list, use the link in our Instagram bio or check out the show notes.
Thanks, guys, for coming back from the break. As we mentioned, we've got a couple of special guests today. And we're going to just kick it off with an introduction to them both. So first up, we have our friend Jason Grant. Sharice and I have known Jason for some years, you know, back in the day when we used to sing background and stuff and used to sing in the church. And Jason, you know, he's a professional musician, heavy on the professional, heavy on the musician. So, you know, we always saw him anytime we were out singing. So it's good to have you, Jason.
Thank you for having me. Us. I appreciate y'all. We have known each other for years.
Yeah, and I just like to add that I remember when Jason went to prom. He used to play drums for my ex-husband. Ooh. He used to come by the church playing because he a PK playing for his daddy's church.
Dick's more apostolic. Sure did.
Yep. We go away.
I was about to say.
Like how old is your son now, Sharice?
He'll be 19.
I've been knowing y'all before he was even born.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yep.
Wow. That's a long time. That's a long time. We still together.
Oh, yeah. And our other very special guest, I haven't known as long, but she's still just as special. I've been working with Francesca Rivers for about a year and a half. She is a very competent clinician and fellow optimistic divorcee. Welcome, Fran.
Thank you for having me.
We're excited to have you. So we're going to jump into the show today. We're talking about co-parenting. And before Shari starts, I'd just like to say that that we actually were going to have a panel of men on the show because, you know, it's June, Father's Day. We kind of wanted to do the whole man thing. But three other men, they rejected us. They didn't want to come on the show.
Hey, they didn't reject me. They didn't reject me.
Say, wait a minute, not me. Let's get this clear. Not me.
Two of them almost sent me the same message verbatim, like, I'm honored, but I'm going to have to sit this one out. So it's something about this co-parenting topic that these fellas, they just wouldn't own that.
Right. Wow. So, yeah, with that said, Jason, thank you for agreeing to, you know, come and share your story.
I'm just out here by myself.
That's okay. You got this. All right, Jason, so we'll start with you since you're the long ranger here.
Wow.
Tell us a little bit about you, you know, what you want to share with the peeps, with the listeners, a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Jay Grant. I'm a full-time musician, drummer, and I started my own company called the J9 Experience during the pandemic. I've been in music for the last, I started playing drums when I was 5 and I've been doing it professionally for the last 2.5 decades. I want to say it's been a long time.
Mm-hmm. Right, old man.
You know, I love people and I love doing what I do for a living, which is playing music here. That's it.
All right. Me and Sharice, all right. All right, Francesca, what about you?
Well, I'm Francesca, and I'm pretty much, you know, obviously single. Mm-hmm. Shout out to being single.
There. I know it's obviously. Ooh. Girl, I ain't gotta be obvious.
Yes. And I am a mental health clinician. Obviously, I work with Charisse. We work at the same company. I don't know. I guess I'm always the young one in the group. I married early, obviously, and that's it for me.
All right. Well, thanks, guys, for that introduction. We'll, keep it with you, Francesca. If you could give us a little brief history or overview of your marriage and divorce story.
So I met my ex-husband at a club, of all places.
Okay, okay.
I was a little
twerk
hot.
A little bit.
Hot
twerk
back
some.
Then.
Not the twerk.
My husband and I think we met in 2011-ish, around December-ish, and we ended up marrying in 2014, and then of course the marriage life was sweet at first, but then you know as you start to settle in, that honeymoon phase starts to dissipate, I guess. And then, you know, unfortunately, man being man, I can't control a man. A man is going to do what he wants to do. But unfortunately, we ended up divorcing, where our divorce was final October of 2019. So it was the greatest day of my life.
Okay.
October 24th, 2019, I will be getting that tattooed.
Oh. Wow.
All right.
The greatest day. It was like, you know, a big load was off of my shoulders. Mm-hmm. So, so that's my quick marriage and then divorce story.
Nice. Okay. All right, Jason, turning it over to you.
So I met my ex-wife in 2010. I think I've at the older I've gotten, I'm, like dates is kind of like irrelevant. So it was like around 2010, going into 2011, I met my ex-wife at a club, Francesca at a club. I was actually playing the gig that this one particular Saturday night. And we actually sat in the car and talked for hours.
Oh,
hours.
Yeah.
And, you know, fell in love. By the time that we were into our first year as a couple, we was already planning the wedding. So I had already proposed, like, within 6 to 8 months we was together.
Mm, wow. So you knew. You knew early.
Well, yeah. At least I thought.
Yeah.
Then we got married in 2012. And she became with child in 2012 in November. She actually surprised me with it on Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow.
I think it was Thanksgiving, something like that. And had my beautiful daughter in 2013. And we became separated the top of 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And got divorced in November of 2014.
Wow, okay. You and Francesca's stories are really close.
And mm-hmm. It's crazy. That's why I was like, yeah. That was so weird. I was like, wow, okay. Yeah, so that's my story.
Okay.
And you both have a daughter. Francesca, you have a daughter, right?
Yes, my daughter's 8. She'll be 9 in December.
Okay. My daughter is 8. She just turned 8 on Monday, Memorial Day.
Oh, wow.
Okay, yep. Little Gemini.
Mm-hmm. Every bit of it, too.
Oh, that handshake tells it all, too.
Thanks. That guy prayed for me.
Oh, I'm sure she's a sweetheart, as all she of is. Us that, Geminis are.
But I'll still add you to that prayer list.
Thank you. That's my sweetheart. But yeah.
Your children were pretty young when you got divorced, right? Each of you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, my daughter literally had just got out of the hospital. July 23rd is when she came home. And so she had was just fresh out the hospital. And it's probably, she hadn't even became one yet. And we was dealing with the issues that we dealt with at the time.
Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm, okay.
So she wasn't even really aware of it at the time. Yeah.
And what about you, Francesca?
Our daughter, we separated in August of 2018. And she, I think at the time she was about six-ish.
Okay.
Five, six-ish in that area. And she had already kind of observed some things that was happening in the household, such as, I don't want to call it necessarily abuse, but physical assault, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And reason why I say that is because she started to act out at her daycare out of her normal character, and I didn't necessarily tell anybody about what was going on in the household. So the daycare provider at the time pulled me aside and was like, I don't know what's going on, but there's been a total shift in her attitude and her behavior. And so we ended up splitting in 2018 in August. And then I want to say around 2019, I ended up having to have that conversation with her by myself. I had to take on that responsibility, and she ended up taking it pretty well. You know, she actually said she wanted to stay with me. And she understands, I think she understood more than what I gave her credit for at the age, which I was very shocked by. But she took it well. Like every now and again, not now, but I would say there were a few times in 2019 where she would ask questions here or there, like, you know, when is daddy coming back? Or daddy's things are over here, you know, why can't he come get his things? Or, you know, daddy's not holding up the end of his bargain. You know, why do I have to go with him when he says he's not going to do what he's supposed to do? You know, that type of thing. Like, she would verbally say these things.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow, that's pretty advanced.
It sure is. And she was, like, six at the time?
She's, what, eight now? Yeah, she was about six.
Wow.
And that was in 2018. Yeah, about six, seven, around that age.
Wow.
So me being, like, I didn't grow up in a, quote-unquote, broken household. Mm-hmm. So all of that whole experience was very new to me. So I'm just taking it day by day and trying to, I was Googling some of her questions because I'm like, I don't know what to say, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I would just tell her the best way that I could at the time without trying to bash her dad.
Right, right. And that can get tricky sometimes.
Yeah, I had to catch myself a few times.
Mm-hmm.
I think
can you give us an example of maybe one of the questions she asked you?
I'm trying to figure out how to say it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So after he moved out in August of 2018, he moved in with a girlfriend, 2019. She started going to his house, and she has two other sons, small. And she came home to me and was like, well, daddy said, I have two brothers. And so... you know, I remember taking a quick glance off, you know, like,
oops,
okay. And she's like, do I have two brothers? And I'm, in my heart, I want to say, hells no, you know,
right.
But I'm like, okay. And I'm like, okay, biologically, you know, my therapist or clinician hat is about to come on here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, biologically, no, you do not have two brothers. But whatever the relationship is that you and that your dad and the girl have, if this does blossom into potential marriage, then yeah, these will be like your brothers. You
know? Right.
Strong like.
Brotherly like.
Yeah. Right. All caps like, bolded, italicized.
Brother-ish.
Yeah.
Brother tendencies.
Like your brothers. But, you know, I would say be nice. You know, yeah. She's the only child syndrome, but be nice. Be courteous to them, you know. But she's like, well, I'm still coming home, Mom. I'm like, okay, you can come right back, you know. So that was one of the many questions that she had that kind of threw me off guard.
I bet you were glad you had that clinician hat to lean back on, huh?
Yeah, it's definitely right. A great filter to have, because sometimes I'm just like word vomit, but it can't come out because of that filter.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night. I'm Dana, aka DanaMike781, across the social medias, and I am here to tell you about my podcast that is currently streaming on your favorite listening platform. It's called This Should Be in a Book. People often tell me that the things I say should be in a book, but I didn't want to write a book. So I decided to release my knowledge podcast style. New episodes are available every Monday, and you'll be able to listen to my insight on this thing called life, 3 points into poem style, minus the poem. So after you finish listening to this podcast, head on over to This Should Be in a Book to listen and subscribe. Hope you enjoy.
So Jason, your story sounds similar to mine, and that your daughter was really young when you all broke up, so there wasn't much of a conversation that you had at the time. But as time has gone on, what type of conversations have you had with your daughter?
Honestly, we still haven't had a conversation about it.
Really?
So you never had to say, you've never had to answer a question as to, well, mommy lives here, you live here, why don't you all live together? Or so there's never been any type of question?
Never.
Wow. Okay.
And that's interesting too, because I remember a friend of mine telling me at this time she's still a daddy's girl. So she's going to always want to go to his house or want to do things with him. And she's going to have to figure it out on her own when knowing that she doesn't no longer want to go over there or interact as much as she used to. And my friend was telling me, well, typically that kind of wears off when she starts to understand, like close to maybe 10, 11, 12. So I was like, well, that's going to be a long time. I need for her to kind of hurry up and figure this out now. So I don't have to keep going back and forth, you know. Right. I'm here to protect you, you know, because ultimately I'm the one that has to deal with the emotional aftermath if something doesn't go the way you would like it to go, you know, or you get disappointed. But surprisingly, the transition, it was a smooth transition. There wasn't a lot of questions. It just happened, you know? So now at this point, she makes her own decisions if she wants to go with her dad to his house or not.
That is so funny to hear you both say that there weren't many questions, because my little boy had all the questions. For years, he wanted to know why me and his daddy couldn't get back together. And he didn't even have any memory of us together. But he wanted to know why we couldn't get back together, when we were going to get together. He said when he got older, he was going to buy a big house so all of us could live in the house together. And he was probably still in his teens, his early teens, when he stopped talking about his dad and I.
Oh, wow.
Being together. So
he had real high hopes. Yeah.
He finally got it like, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
this ain't happening. Right. So
I get it now. I get it.
Right. Guess I need to move on.
Wow. Yeah, so,
go ahead, Jason.
No, I'm sorry, but like I said, even my daughter, we just never had those conversations. Yeah, you know, she's never brought any of that stuff up. So I really take that as a blessing, because I really wouldn't know what to say.
So how has your co-parenting experience been? We can start with you, Francesca.
It's been a rocky road. It took us a long time to get to where we are. I mean, I know a lot of people, it takes them years upon years, but in our situation, it felt like it was a long time, but I guess if you look at it, you know, it wasn't that long, but it took us a long time to get to where we are now. Of course, when we were in the separation stage, I was trying to do the co-parenting thing where he would take her for a weekend and, you know, that type of schedule, but he always had a unpredictable type of schedule. Mm-hmm. So I never really put anything on paper, you know, to make him obligated. But at the same time, I started feeling like I was being taken advantage of. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, unfortunately, you see things on social media and you're like, well, you got time for this. But what about this? You over here. Or if you do take care of her, you only with her for about 1 hour, 2 hours, and you dropping her back off at home. Or if you with her, you calling me to tell me what she's doing, acting as if I have to still parent via phone. Like, no, we're not doing that. You know, your time is your name. But when I went through divorce, I didn't really realize, I guess I didn't put 2 and 2 together when it came to child support. Okay. And I know when you bring up child support, that's a real sore subject for a lot of
people. It is.
So, I'm just doing what the courts are telling me to do because I did my own divorce. And I didn't tell him anything about the child support. And so he found out about the child support because I didn't know they were going to send the information to his house. And I guess that lit a fire under him to start doing what he was supposed to do. Now, although in the divorce, I couldn't really put anything on paper as far as like visitation or anything like that, because he still always had a unpredictable type of work. So we kind of, I think they stayed that or whatever they call it. So after the child support was, I guess, started, I think that lit a fire under him to start doing what he's supposed to do. But even, and that was in 2019, but even then, like, he would kind of miss here and there. And then I think that's when my daughter started really realizing that, and she said it to me, like, why do I have to go with him if he's not going to do what he is supposed to do? Or why do I have to go with him and then I have to spend time with the girlfriend's sons, you know, and that type of thing. And so she just got to the point where she's like, yeah, no, this is not for me. I'll stay with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then the pandemic hit and obviously it shut that down.
Yeah.
Dang.
What about you, Jay? How has your co-parenting experience been?
I know y'all gonna think I live in a perfect world, but honestly, our co-parenting thing has been pretty good. In the beginning, like the first day we actually had a little altercation, she tried to keep my daughter away from me for like the weekend.
Wow.
And me, I wasn't happy. And I told her then and there, I said, hey, whatever happens between us is between us. Our daughter has absolutely, can we cuss on here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. just want to make sure. You know, I told her, my daughter don't have absolutely, she don't have shit to do with what we got going on.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be mad, I can be mad, that's cool, but we're not going to do that with this one.
Mm-hmm.
And that was about the only time she tried that.
Wow.
Since then, you know, we always, you know, we had a quote unquote schedule on paper, because initially when we went to divorce court, I'll never forget, it was September 3rd. And I remember that date because I too was going to, being a musician, was going to have a party. And we was going to play Papa Was Rolling Stone, because I remember that it was the 3rd of September. So I was going to always remember that date. Oh, when we got divorced.
Right. That was the day.
What? That was the day I became free, you know, so it was just, but, you know, in court, she tried to pull the whole full custody thing. Mm-hmm. And that's when I was like, oh, yeah, good luck. And so that's when the judge said, we need to seek counseling, and blah, blah, blah. And we did that for a few months. Probably about a month. So we did for about a month. And then we ended up getting divorced in November. So when we came down to November, by the time we got to November and we had these sessions and stuff like that, you know, when it came to November, then we realized, like, look, we can do this, you know what I'm saying? Because, again, she has nothing to do with what we got going on. So we can make this happen. We can do this. And that's what really been happening. So, you know, on paper, I would have my daughter Tuesday to Thursday, which was a blessing because, you know, had it been the evil ways of how I used to think about her and the way she used to think about me, we would probably still be in Oz right now.
Wow.
You know, and I can honestly say that we've come a long way. We've come a long way. Like, you know, we've actually gotten to the point where we, you know, we hug each other. So we've come a long way.
What'd you say?
Yeah, I think with time comes the maturity of it all. And I think obviously when you get over the feeling, you know, that you have that other person, it kind of makes it a little bit easier too. And, you know, her dad knows that she no longer wants to go over there. So to, I guess, help in that situation, he started implementing like daddy-daughter dates. Every, I think, 2 or 3 weeks, they'll go out for a few hours and be with each other. Because she would always complain about wanting to just spend time with him and not necessarily share it with the two boys. So, but I think with time, the maturity and definitely the communication skills have really improved.
You know, listening to you to tell your beautiful co-parenting stories just have me feeling some kind of way, okay? Because you both started off a bit rocky. But what, it's been 2 years since your divorce, and now everything seems to be smoothed out. Y'all cool? Listen, I've been divorced 16 years.
It's been that long?
It's been that long. My son will be 19. When this airs, my son will have turned 19. Maybe me and his daddy aren't as mature as the two of you and your exes, because our co-parenting is still rocky. Our communication is still rocky, and it has gone back and forth all these years. Listening to y'all, I'm like, we got a little Will Smith and Jada and Cynthia Bailey and Leon going on here.
You know, to be honest, it all depends on the person. Sometimes people take longer than normal. But when it gets there, it gets there. You know what I'm saying? And when it gets there, you know it's there because, you know, I went from wishing at the time that my ex-wife would slip on a nickel and bust her head on the concrete to...
not slip on a nickel.
You know, I went from that to saying, like, hey, you know... I'm sending you this extra stuff just because, you know, it just went, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a whole different paradigm. And I had to realize that, you know, being married was a great thing. I didn't want to do it again. But that changed, is on its way of changing. So, you know, and even with my fiance and my ex-wife, they get along.
Oh, that is wonderful.
you know, mm-hmm. and it's just all about a maturity thing, you know what I'm saying? Because I know some people, men and women, can be bitter as hell, you know, but then you just have to say to yourself, what is this, what's more important, being bitter or moving on with my life and knowing that you're going to do what you do and I'm going to do what I do. And you doing what you do with your partner, I do what I do with my partner. And we just have to just stay in that headspace and know that when we all come together, the common denominator for all of that is our child.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, to your point, Jason, I wanted to ask both of you about that. Like, Francesca, you mentioned your ex-husband, you know, having a girlfriend who had two sons. And then, Jason, you mentioned your ex-wife having a husband, and now you're engaged. So what was that experience like in terms of trying to find the balance with co-parenting with the other person, you know, with your ex's new person? Because I know that can be really difficult, bringing someone new into the equation, especially if you already have feelings about, you know, your ex, you know, if they aren't positive, that can just be an extra layer. And sometimes, even if it is positive, just bringing somebody else into the equation, just, it's another layer. So,
yeah.
Can you all talk about how your experiences have been with that? Francesca, we can start with you.
I feel like that situation just happened, you know. Unfortunately, there wasn't like any type of formal meet and greet, you know. In my perfect world, in my head, I think, okay, if you have a significant other, I think the respectful thing to do is to introduce that person to the mother of your child, you know, just respectful, because I do feel like if the shoe was on the other foot, you being a guy and being very territorial still, you would want to know who's around your child. So why can't I know? So we did have that conversation after, because like I said, it just happened. And so it took me, I remember, a couple of months to actually say something to him about it. Like, okay, now who is this? You know, I know she's been coming to your house. Lyric's been coming to your house, and you know, she talks about this young lady, but I don't know this young lady, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I ended up, because he wouldn't do the actual introducing, I just got the balls and just walked up to her and mm-hmm. said, "Hi, I'm so and so," you know. And we've never like had any type of one-on-one type of discussions, but she seems like a nice young lady. She seems like she takes care of her children, and Lyric, my daughter, hasn't expressed anything negative about her at all. There's been a couple of times where I've dropped my daughter off to her, which, I mean, I wasn't in total agreement with, but, you know, trying to keep peace, I guess. Dropped her off to her. So everything has been, you know, I guess cool and on the up and up. You know, every now and again, I still go over to his mom's house and we all have Sunday family dinners, you know, where it's me, my daughter, ex-husband, his girlfriend, her two sons, his mom, you know. So it can be kind of awkward.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
I can imagine,
I guess, that maturity level. And, you know, I cannot say, well, no, we can't go over there, but that's her grandmother, you know.
Yeah.
And I personally didn't do anything to her grandmother. She invited me. So, you know, and plus I love her cooking. So
that's a plus.
You know, so sometimes it can be awkward, but like Jason said, that common denominator, you know, I have to keep my daughter at the forefront of my mind when I'm in those types of situations and just like, okay, suck it up. Let's go. Mm-hmm.
Well, what about you, Jason? You're soon to be blended family.
Well, it's funny because the older that I've become, like in my 30s, and when I had my daughter and I was still in dating stages after my divorce, I vowed to myself that I wasn't going to introduce my daughters to anybody until I knew that this was that person that I was going to be with. And she's only been introduced to two people since she's been here on Earth. And that's my ex-girlfriend and my fiance right now. When I told my ex-wife about her, you know, she was all cool. I said, hey, I got a new fiance girl and Bailey going to be around her. You know, I let them introduce themselves. And, you know, they hit it off. They hit it off real well the very first time they met. Like, they was actually helping each other at an event. And I was just like...
This situation did happen. Like, one time my daughter came home from her dad's house and she was like, is someone his girlfriend? And she's like, is daddy's girlfriend my mom now?
Oh, wow.
Like, hold up, Jim Shoe.
Hold on.
Like, well, no, she's not technically your mom, but be respectful and call her Miss So-and-so or just call her by her first name. But, you know, I was like, I'm always your mom. I'm always going to be here. And since then, she hasn't said anything else about it.
So do either of you or both of you have advice for any couples out here, any people out here who are divorced and they're going through, they're diving into this co-parenting situation? What type of advice or encouragement do you have?
I'll let Francesca kick this one off.
My advice would be to, hopefully, if this is in my perfect head, to sit down and think about the situation before ultimately making the decision to divorce. And if you were to divorce, try to come up with a game plan of what life will look like afterwards. Because you definitely don't want to always have to be bickering back and forth. You know, there has to be some type of resolution at some point in both of you guys' lives. You don't want to be bitter, you know. But like Jason said earlier, the common denominator is the child. And if both of you all have the love for the child that you say, then it's time to mature. It's time to set your pride aside and it's time to be humble in order to get the work done. Because you definitely, unfortunately, we see it all the time in our line of work, Charisse, you know, kids who grow up with all of these different issues sometimes come our products of divorce, our products of some type of domestic issues in the household. Yeah. And I just refuse, you know. So I want my child to grow up and be able to see healthy parenting going on. So that way she can flourish, you know, in her adulthood. Right. And she has a foundation that she can fall back on and know that, yeah, this is how my mom and dad interacted. And this is how they still, although they weren't together, this is how they still show love for each other. Right. And this is how I want what I guess not necessarily base, but yeah, kind of use it as a foundation or a mirror for when she gets older and starts to date and or marry.
Tune in to the Faith Over Everything podcast, which covers literally everything, whether it's pop culture, religion, politics, relationships, fashion and beauty, entertainment, Black culture. We are talking about it all. Tune in every Wednesday for a new episode available for your listening pleasure on Apple, Spotify, Anchor, you name it. Also, feel free to follow us on the following pages. Instagram is faithovereverything_podcast, or on Facebook, the page is Faith Over Everything. Thank you for tuning in.
You got anything to add?
Basically, I would say life is too short. Now, especially nowadays, I think we've all learned through the 2020 pandemic that life is too short. And you have to learn how to live life for you first, because you have to be happy. You can't raise nobody, and you can't raise any child if you're not happy. So you have to be happy with yourself first, and you have to learn how to get along with the other parent in the situation, because again, the common denominator is the child. So you have to learn how to raise that child in that type of environment, so that they can see that, hey, both my mommy and daddy get along, and they give that child hopes of what life could be like when they get older. You know, even if you have a different situation with a two-parent home where the mom's over here, but they have a stepdad there, then dad's over here, and then stepmom's there, you still have to learn how to for everybody to get along. Everybody may not get along because they have hangups and stuff like that, but you always still have to be mindful. Never display that in front of the child. Never display that in front of the child.
Seriously, thank you both for being here and just being willing to talk about your stories and share your perspectives on co-parenting. I know that it can be really tricky to navigate, you know, the conversation and the discussion, especially, you know, just like Jason said, the whole social media thing, you just never know how people are going to react or whatever. But I think you guys did great. Thank you guys so much. If you want to share where you can be found on social media, feel free to share your handles. If not, that's fine too, because here we're all about, hey, whatever makes you comfortable. So Jason, if you want to share your handles, feel free.
Sure. You can follow me personally at on Instagram at jgrant81. I think that's it. Pause. Let me see. At jgrant. Yep, I was right. At jgrant81. You can find me. And you can also find me on Facebook as Jason Grant. You can find me on there, and you can also find my band page, the J Grant Experience, on Facebook and Instagram, and it's the J Grant Experience. A lot of people just leave the off and just put J Grant Experience, you never find it.
And so that's just the letter J, not J-A-Y.
Exactly, the letter J.
All right, we'll have it in the show.
Sorry, and if you're not doing nothing, June 29th, can I make an announcement about that?
Sure, yeah.
June 29th, my band, the J Grant Experience, will be doing part two of a Tribe Called Quest tribute at the Promontory.
Okay.
Nice.
So okay. Y'all make sure y'all come out.
Put the tickets up for us.
Right now, I have to find out how many we got left, because we just put the tickets on sale May 17th, and last week I got an email saying that there's only 10 tickets left.
Oh, that's a good problem to have. It's about to be sold out. Yeah, that's awesome.
Then I got another email saying that there's 7 tickets left, so we're trying to make it happen. So everybody come out. Showtime is at 8:00. It's a dope show. We did it the very first time at the Promontory May 1st. Sold out both shows. It was amazing. Y'all, please come out and hang out with your boy.
All right. That's for our peeps in Chicago. All right. Francesca, would you like to share any social media handles? If not, boo, it's fine. I see your facial expressions. Don't feel pressure.
Hey, wait, okay. What?
It's okay.
Yeah, it really is okay. If you just want to get on here and share your story and not have no followers and nobody finding you, honey, that's fine.
Hello, I know she said it, and I have no followers.
I mean, I got a good TikTok following. I got a pretty good, but no.
Oh, hey, that's it. Cherise, I was not trying to be shady, by the way.
I know.
Didn't feel that way. Okay.
I don't.
All right.
Listen,
I understand.
You don't
want to
share your TikTok?
No, don't.
I mean, you don't have to. I just thought maybe you might want to.
Well, I am an avid couponer. I'm one of those. So you can find me on TikTok at Coupon Fran.
All right.
I'm still trying to learn how to use TikTok. I don't know how to use it.
That's funny. Well, if you would like to follow Cherise and I, you can. I can be found on Instagram at Shari Lachelle. That's Sharilachelle. And Cherise.
I am on a Aunaturel, AUNATUREL.
All right. So on that note, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We appreciate it. Stay optimistic, and we will see you next week.
Hey, peace out, y'all.
Thank you.
Optimistic about life. Real about love. Ooh. See, I've been through it. Hard times in love, I admit it. But I won't quit. You better believe. See, I'll always try.